If you ever wanted to make people glow on photos, here's a really cool way to do it. Check this out. This is my before picture, okay, of this baseball player, and check it out. This is the after. And so I'm going to teach you how to do this, and we can actually change the color of the glow, okay? We're actually going to use some layer styles during this tutorial, and we'll be able to actually change the color of the glow as well. We'll be able to do it really fast, too. Check this out. So we can have some disco colors during the glow. I mean, there's people ask me all the time how to do it. How do you make people glow? You know, I mean, it looks ridiculous, but a lot of times people ask me how to do this, and I'm going to show you how to do it in Photoshop, okay? All right, let's go ahead. I'm just going to go ahead and cancel out of this, and I'll just minimize this photo. Let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so we've got this photo, baseball player. You know, if you want to follow along with me, or maybe a lot of times people have their own photos, but, you know, you can go into the Project Files folder, and then go into the Making People Glow folder, and open up the baseball image here. You can go ahead and follow along. Okay, so basically what we need to do, we need to select this baseball player, okay? This is the trick here, folks. We need to select the baseball player. You can use the lasso tool if you want, okay? You can use the lasso tool and just go around the baseball player. I'm actually going to go ahead and just go into quick mask mode, and I'm going to select a brush here, and I'm going to actually just zoom in to this baseball player here, and I'm going to select the brush tool. I'm going to make it just a little bit larger. I'm going to just come in here and just actually, I'm probably going to make that more of a harder size brush around there. There we go. That looks pretty good. And I'm just going to draw, I'm just going to paint a mask over the baseball player there. I might probably go a little bit softer on that brush there. Just turn up the, or turn down the hardness just a little bit, just to make the edges of that brush just a little bit softer around the edges there. There we go. And it doesn't have to be perfect because the glow, you know, really helps you out a little bit. And so it's really not that noticeable if you go a little bit outside of the area. But I'm just going to go in like this and just start to paint around. And up here, get the baseball, and get the ear there, and there you go. So that was easy. So you just want to select the image, okay? Just select the image in some way. You know, it doesn't really matter how you do it. So after you do that, I'm going to actually go down here, scroll down a little bit, and get the shoes here. Make sure I get the entire image here. You don't want to miss the shoes in there. Let me get the shoes. There we go. Over here, I'm going to select the eraser tool. And if you mess up, you can just go back and erase away the mask, just like this. There you go. Okay, I'm going to go back to switch back to normal mode. I'm going to zoom out here and switch back to normal mode. There we go, and you see the image become a selection. I'm going to come up here to select and actually inverse that selection, just like that. Okay, then I'm actually going to go up here to edit, and over here to copy, and copy that image into memory. And then come back up here to edit, and go down here to paste. And I'll actually just paste this baseball player on his own layer. See? Check that out. Pretty cool. So all we have to do now is actually apply a layer style to this layer. Okay? I'll bring this over a little bit. And an easy way to go into the layer styles, all you have to do is just double click right next to the name on a layer. And check this out. And the layer style will come right up right here. That's it. Go ahead and just go down here and just check or just select outer glow. Okay? And then just come in here and you can actually adjust how you want the glow to be. There you go. And you can control the spread. I can turn up the size here. Whoa, check that out. And we can actually control color of the glow by clicking on this little box right here. And the color picker will pop up right here. And you can just select a different color. You don't want that disco reds or whatever. Or you want some green in there. Check it out. He's glowing. So I'm going to make that green. And I'll just go ahead and click OK. And I can control the opacity of the glow. Okay, check that out. And I'll just put it up full blast. This guy, he's floating. All right. And another cool little effect, actually, because we have him on his own layer now, I can actually click back on our original layer and just make the background layer black and white. I can just totally desaturate it. Come up here to Image, Adjustments, come down here to Desaturate, and just make the background black and white, and you can have him color with the glow around him. So that's pretty cool. That's a funky color. All right. So there you go. That's how we can just add glows, silly, freaky glows around people. If you need to do that and you want to create some kind of like haunted house, Halloween type look, you can do it this way in Photoshop. So have fun with that.